Some chores on Friday. A chore is something that people have to do but do not enjoy. Examples of chores are washing dirty dishes, cleaning the house, going shopping for food, taking a letter to the post office. Jack has to do a number of chores on Friday. Does he enjoy doing chores? No, he doesn't. First, he has to go to the bank to get some money. The bank is not far from his home. It is near his home, so he can go there on foot. It only takes him 5 minutes to walk along the busy road to the bank. Does he go into the bank? No, he doesn't. There is an ATM machine outside where he can get money. He can stand on the pavement outside the bank to get money. First, he puts his ATM card into the machine. Then he enters his PIN. The PIN is a secret number only he knows. Now he can enter the amount of money he would like. He enters a 2 and 2 zeros. He wants £200. He presses the green Enter key. After a few seconds, he gets the money from the ATM machine. The machine was quick. The machine worked quickly. His first chore is finished. Now he has to go to the post office. Why is he going to the post office? He is going to send a letter to his Chinese friend to thank him for the birthday present. Where is he going to send the letter to? He is going to send it to Hong Kong. When he enters the post office, there is a long queue. He will have to queue for a long time. Jack Harding doesn't enjoy queuing, but he has to be patient. He has to queue patiently. How many people are there ahead of him in the queue? There are 12 people ahead of him in the queue. How long did he wait until he got to the counter? He waited for 21 minutes. While he was patiently queuing, he was thinking about all the chores he still had to do. Then there was no one ahead of him anymore. He was next. The person ahead of him finished at the counter. At last Jack could go to the counter. He put the letter on the counter and said, "One letter to Hong Kong, please." The woman behind the counter said, £1.45, please." Jack put £2 on the counter. The woman gave him 55 pence change and 3 stamps. There was a £1 stamp, a 40p stamp, and a 5p stamp. Jack took everything and left the counter. He stuck the stamps on the envelope. Then he posted the letter in a red letter box. To post a letter means to put it in a letter box. What other chores were there still for Jack to do? He still had to go to the butcher's, the baker's, the greengrocer's, and a stationery shop. First, he went to the butcher's. Did he walk there slowly or quickly? He walked quickly on the pavement. He wants to do everything quickly so he can go back home again. When he entered the shop, he was happy to see that there was no queue. "Hello, Jack," the butcher said. "Hello, Jim," Jack said to the butcher. "What are you having today, pork or beef?" 6 sausages, please," Jack said and pointed to some large sausages. The butcher wrapped the sausages in some paper and put them on the counter. "That'll be £3.45, the butcher said. Jack put £4 on the counter for the butcher. The butcher took the money and gave him 55p change back. He put a 50p coin and a 5p coin on the counter. Jack said goodbye and left the butcher's. Next to the butcher's was the baker's. He bought a loaf of bread at the baker's for £1.20. After the baker's, he went to the greengrocer's where he bought some vegetables. What vegetables did he buy? He bought some potatoes, some beans and some tomatoes. He paid £5.90 for the potatoes, the beans and the tomatoes. The more things Jack bought, the heavier his bags became. His last chore was going to the stationery shop. What did he need from the stationery shop? He had to buy some pencils, a new ballpoint pen, 2 rubbers and a ruler. He didn't need these things himself. He bought them for his children. At last he had everything and could go home again.